Village Pediatrics and Rheumatology is centrally located in the Village of Hamburg, New York, and offers services and pediatric needs for children across the Western New York community. Renowned pediatrician and rheumatologist Dr. Joan Calkins has over 30 years of experience and has helped thousands of children, along with helping those with difficult diagnostic dilemmas. Village Pediatrics provides excellent sick and well care for all children, offers same-day and early morning appointments, Saturday hours, and specialized therapies. Visit their Facebook page at Village Pediatrics Western New York or call 716-646-5188 to schedule an appointment today. Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine is Western New York's premier free health, fitness, and nutrition magazine for people of all ages. With over 220,000 print readers and thousands more who read online, we write about the topics that matter most to our readers. Look for us at every area, Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations across all 8 counties of Western New York. You can visit us online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And as you hear me say each and every Sunday, always joined by my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Beating the heat.
Beating the heat.
It's nice and cool in the
heat is on.
The studio this morning, which is nice.
Yes. I mean, this has been, for me, a great weather for just about every sport, especially being on the water.
Oh, it's been beautiful down on the water. You have to be outside in this weather. It's or in the air conditioning.
Yeah, definitely.
But you have to take advantage of it. We wait all year for this gorgeous weather, the heat. And so it's really nice to take advantage of it.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. And today, for our listeners out there, you know what? He's back. Today is Everything Real Estate with Mr. Tim Reardon. Tim.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me back. And
of course.
It's nice and comfortable in here, so it feels
isn't
good.
Isn't it? Yeah. I know. At some points, they're just like, the heat gets to you, even if you're, and I don't have air conditioning in my house, so it gets a little tough this time of year.
I've spent a lot of time in the pool this weekend.
Yeah. I went up to the beach and jumped in the pool, and it was nice.
Come on, guys. You're not complaining. I mean, we really only get 90 days of summer now.
You can't complain. I know. Yeah.
Summers are beautiful when they finally arrive, and, you know, that's all I'll say. You know what? Summer is beautiful here.
It's great. We're lucky.
Throughout Western New York.
It is a beautiful time of year. I'm obsessed. I've seen so many beautiful flowers. The hydrangeas are blooming, and I just love that. I get so happy when I see those beautiful flowers.
Okay. You're very lucky to have the water, too, where you can go down to the lake, and it's public access. It's a great time to spend time with your family by the water, by Lake Erie.
Yeah, and there's so much to do at the water now. Even if you don't have a boat, like, you can rent boats. You can go on the tiki boat, the pedal boats. There's all sorts of, like, you can rent kayaks, paddle boards. There's so many things you could do on and near the water. That we're lucky that there's been so much great development down there to help us all take advantage of it.
And Lauren, one of the things I think you're really speaking about is that we really are a year-round city or community. I mean, there's something to do for the full 12 months, you know, of the year. What would you say to that?
Oh, that's one of the reasons I love Buffalo. I love our four seasons. There is so much to do here. We're really lucky because you have, like, you know, Tim mentioned, we have the great waterfront we can take advantage of in the summer months. In the winter, we can go down to Kissing Bridge or Holiday Valley, Hollymont, and ski. You have the football in the fall. Spring is spring. We didn't really have one this year, but when spring comes around, you're always like, okay, there's the light at the end of the tunnel. We're through winter, but there is a lot we could take advantage of here, and I love our four seasons.
Speaking of that, vacationing and vacationing home, Tim, are we becoming an attraction for outsiders, people looking at our area to purchase homes? You know, say you live in Florida or whatever, you know, you live in a warmer climate. Is Buffalo attractive to outsiders?
I think there's Buffalo and the way of life here and the culture and the attractions are attractive to people who may be open to where they would move and they're looking into it as an option. As far as like a second home or vacation destination, I don't think that it's going to I don't think the buyers will end up here for that. I think that there will always be that contingency of people who have grown up here and lived here for a very long time who then buy a second home elsewhere but spend their summers here because you can't beat it. It's really a wonderful climate all summer long here, and there is so much to do. And even those winter destinations like Holiday Valley, they're developing a summer program as well to attract people down there in the summertime. And then when you look at the traditional Lake Erie destination during the summer, they're opening it up to the winter winter activities as well to try and just keep people outside 12 months out of the year. So it's really exciting to see that. And it's really fun. If you haven't gone down and spent time curling or ice skating, you know, you're missing out on a great time.
Yeah, it is fun. You got to take advantage of the winters here, too.
You do.
Make the most of it.
Make the most of it. Well, speaking of making the most of it, excuse me there. You know what? The Bills will be starting their season in about 2 weeks. Preseason is upon us.
It's crazy.
So with that being said, the other person who's back, he's back in the chair, and
he's
I'm so happy.
What's up, everybody?
Louie, welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. I missed you guys.
I was so excited when I called into the station this morning and to get let into the studio up here, and Louie answered the phone. I go, is that you, Louie?
It's been a couple months. I'm glad to be back.
I came in early this morning just to say to myself, so what, you missed us? And he was like, yes, yeah.
We're glad to have you back, Louie. Glad everything's going well with you, too.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So on that note, what's happening in the world of sports?
It's Bison's game day. The Herd wrap up their series with Columbus at Salem Park, looking to bounce back from a 6-0 loss Saturday. Both Buffalo and Columbus will look to get the series win today, split at 1 apiece. First pitch is set for 1:05. You can hear Pat Malacaro and Duke McGuire right here on ESPN 1520, with pregame starting at 12:35. In the majors, the Toronto Blue Jays defeat Detroit 7-5 Saturday. They will look for the series sweep today at 1:10. As for the Yankees, they will look for a 6th straight win today, taking on the Rockies at 1:05. To football, after Bills safety Raphael Bush retired this weekend, Buffalo has signed veteran safety Kurt Coleman to a one-year contract. Coleman played under Bills head coach Sean McDermott in both Philadelphia and Carolina. Around the NFL, Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is reportedly taking a trip outside of the United States, seemingly starting a holdout of training camp in hopes for a new contract. Training camp for Dallas gets underway next Saturday. Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio reports the Chiefs could trade wide receiver Tyreek Hill after the NFL decided not to suspend Hill for domestic violence allegations. Kansas City resumed contract talks with the receiver, but the two sides don't appear to be close on a new deal. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. I'm Louis DiBiase for ESPN 1520.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis and Tim Reardon. And today we're going to continue the conversation as we do each and every third Sunday of the month, where we talk about bring home happiness. Mm-hmm. And Tim is the guy who drives that buying and shopping of home selling. So Tim, welcome back and back in studio with us, and kind of bring us up to speed on what's been happening in your world.
It's always great to be here, Dale, and talk about the market, talk about real estate with you guys. And, you know, the market continues to be a very, very strong seller's market. Mm-hmm. Sellers are achieving nearly 100% of their asking price when priced correctly for the condition and location that they're found in. Days on market, we're at about 47 days on market.
That's quick.
It's very, very quick. That's a year to date. Actually, June was 36 days.
Wow.
So, you know, what they're going to do is... you know, they're going to average it out over the year, right? So year to date, we're at 47, which matches up with last year at this time. So things are very much the same. It's going to be interesting to see rates possibly even drop lower than where they are today, which is historically low for the past 18 months or so. They're as low as they have
been. So the mortgage rates are going to be dropping even lower than they are now.
There's a possibility. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously, you don't know until it happens, but the forecasting is showing that.
Correct. Yeah. There's a lot of factors to that. And one of the main factors is indicating that we could see a drop again. It could be a quarter point. So we're at about 3.8 right now, which is very, very attractive for home
buyers. And
that
only gets better for home buyers. If anyone's thinking about buying a home, it's like, do it when the rate is low.
You can afford more home for the same payment. Mm-hmm. So whether that translates into larger square footage, it definitely is the higher price, but you're going to get a lot more home for your money right now.
Do you find that the mortgage rate drives the market a lot of times? So if it's high, people aren't buying as much. And when it's low, even if they're not maybe thinking about moving, they're like, well, okay, yeah, we can do this. Like, found a great house, mortgage rate's lower than expected. Does it really play that much of a role in the market?
That's a great question. And I think for a very small percentage of people, it could cause them to make that decision, be that impetus to get off the fence. But truly, I believe that when you're buying a home, there's an external force that is causing it to be that time in your life where it makes sense to buy a home. And if you happen to catch lightning in a bottle with historically low rates, fantastic.
Even better,
right? You can afford more home, like I said.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I first bought my home, the rate really didn't matter because it was just, okay, I'm approved for this much at this rate, and that means my payment will look like this, and that was comfortable.
Yeah.
And I needed, at that point, I was ready to buy a home, right?
You said something I think is very poignant there for anyone who's looking to buy. Should the first step you take, find out what you can be approved for first, or, I mean, what's the absolute first step you should take when you decide, you know what, I want to be a homeowner?
Well, I think if you're serious about actually considering buying a home and making an offer on something, that should be the first step. But typically people are online looking at housing in a voyeuristic way about a year ahead of time before they meet with that lender or a realtor. So they're just kind of keeping an eye on things, looking to see what's out there, dreaming and, you know, hitting favorite and just kind of starting that process very early on before they understand how much they can buy. But that's crucial because that's when you know, okay, I can actually not only be approved for this, but I can budget for it and it will work. I can do this. I can be a homeowner.
Now, my next question, this is going to sound crazy, but from an inventory standpoint, I mean, it seems like there's nothing else to sell. It seems like, I mean, there's been so much appreciation and so much renaissance throughout all of Western New York from a home buying and selling standpoint. I don't see as many for sale signs out there as I used to. So I guess, again, I'm trying to rephrase the question. Is there anything out there available?
Yeah.
It's tough. Inventory is very low still. We're at about a 3-month supply of inventory, which favors when you have less than 6 months, which is a balanced market. It's going to start to favor the seller if you have less than six months. Over 6 months supply, then it's going to favor the buy side.
So I envision if I was in real estate, say I'm a new person, new professional in the real estate market, and you know I see the scarcity out there. I envision myself talking to whether it be a family member or someone I know, asking them the question: have you ever considered downsizing and you're just trying not coerce them, but just opening up the conversation to see what their thoughts are, and they may have never considered it, but you know. Timing is everything. Opportunity is, you know, is when you what you make of it.
Yeah, absolutely, Dale. And buyers are going to extremes to try and find homes in this inventory. And a good agent is going to go through, make that same effort in order to find their clients a home as well. We'll go knock on doors. We'll call around neighborhoods just asking, hey, have you ever considered selling? Have you ever considered taking advantage of this hot seller's market? We'll send out mailers. You know, if we have a client who's looking for something specific that we can target a neighborhood or a type of house, we have access to all of those tax records and that type of thing where we can communicate directly with a homeowner, whether it be through direct mail or a phone call or just go ahead and give them a friendly door knock.
Okay.
It's so funny you said that about starting to try and build up the market and approaching homeowners to see if they're interested in selling, because I do get those flyers in my mailbox every so often. Like, here's what units similar to yours are selling in right now. Here's what they went for. Are you interested? Call, you know, whatever real estate agent it is.
Sure. And then you automatically call me.
I would. Absolutely, Tim. From here on out, you got it. I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, I would definitely work with Tim. I'm like, he knows what he's doing in this real estate market. I'm not selling right now, but at some point.
Well, I mean, you know, at some point, you're likely to sell.
Yeah.
There's going to be a factor that is influencing that decision in your life that happens. And you know, to have that relationship with a trusted professional, that's the phone call that you make at that time.
Yep.
Even though if you wanted to find out what your unit might be worth, if all those flyers are coming to your house and you're like, geez, you know, this is interesting. I really want to know what it's worth. You know, if you have a relationship with a professional, call.
Yeah.
Call and ask. We're happy to do that kind of thing.
And I think you bring up such a great point, Tim. It's building that relationship with a professional. Although, you know, it's not like you have a regular occurring relationship with a real estate professional. Most people aren't buying one, two homes in their life.
Sure.
They're not buying a new house every 6 months, every year, every 2 years. So, but kind of maintaining a relationship with someone you can trust will help you when you're ready to buy or sell your home. I think that's such an important
absolutely
point.
And I think it could be the most either joyful experience or the most painful experience. And you know that firsthand.
I mean, it's a stressful time of life. You know, actually, it's funny. A study just came out on one of the, you know, websites that said about 85% of people admit to crying at least two times during the process of selling a home.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it is stressful. There's a lot at play. There's a lot of emotion attached to it. There's a lot of just the unknown. Am I going to get an offer? Is it going to be what we expect or what we need in order to move on to our next move? So there's a lot of stress that goes along. Keeping the house clean during showings.
Oh, and that's hard. Well,
that's why that days on market statistic is so important, because you have to be able to plan for that. And you also have to understand, okay, well, if I want to sell my home in a reasonable amount of time, let's say 36 to 47 days, just using those numbers, I really need to, A, price it right, price it to sell, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can also make that opposite decision, say, well, I'm willing to hold out 100, 120 days, whatever, and I'm going to price my house way up here and just see what happens. So all of that information that your realtor can provide you will help arm you with decision-making information that you can then, okay, this is what I want to do. I need to be out of here in 40 days.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that goes back to building that strong relationship with your real estate agent, to have that that trust and to make sure you're making the best decision for your situation at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. And keeping the house prepared for selling, like you're getting a call. I got to look at I want to look at the house in 2 hours. That's stressful.
Oh, it's so stressful.
Like, you want to sell your house quickly. I mean, that really is paramount.
You're like, oh my gosh, I left my toothbrushes out on the counter.
Exactly.
I have to go home, put those away.
Animals in the house
if you have a pet.
Yeah, yeah.
So that being said, and I know you have many listings out there, but are any particular listings that come to mind that, you know, you woke up this morning, you're like, you know what? I have the dream house for someone. And that house includes the following.
Well, I've got a house talking about enjoying the waterfront, enjoying Lake Erie on River Mist, which is development down by the Erie Basin Marina. Mm-hmm. And the unit that we are offering there's two peninsulas, a north and a south peninsula on River Mist. And this is the center unit on one of the peninsulas. So you are just facing right out at the lake, direct.
Beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous, especially this time of year. There's so much activity down there. The tall ships that we're in, it was an amazing home to be in during the summertime. It's just gorgeous.
And this home on River Mist, is it like redone? Does it need work?
This home is turnkey. It's move-in ready.
There
was some professional designer that was brought in when my client bought it, and he's just done such a nice job with it. It's absolutely move-in ready. Three stories of living space, three balconies, including a great balcony on the first floor, a deck that you walk out from your kitchen and living area. It's got an elevator in it, so we can kind of open it up to those who, you know, are looking for turnkey living in condo-style living, but maybe have trouble with the stairs.
Okay.
That is fantastic.
All right. Well, that being said, Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. We're going to take a very short break. When you come back, we're going to talk more about how you can get the keys to that place called River Mist, downtown Buffalo, on the waterfront.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo.
Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
When it comes to your real estate buying and selling needs, it's the 716 team at Keller Williams. Their expertise is leveraging technology and knowledge of the local market. And when it comes to success, well, the numbers speak for themselves. They are ranked in the top 1% by the Buffalo Real Estate Board, and over 500 families have been helped and know the meaning of bring home happiness. So start your real estate success by calling owner Tim Reardon at 575-5969, where their motto is bring home happiness.
This is Alexander Renser with My Crypto Advisor. We help demystify Bitcoin and blockchain by teaching clients how to navigate and invest in one of the most disrupted technologies since the internet. Through one-on-one and group consultations, My Crypto Advisor assists clients with setting up on regulated exchanges, provides software and hardware wallet training, as well as compiling information on the differences and fundamentals between cryptocurrencies. Call 716-536-5250 for your free 15-minute consultation, or visit My Crypto Advisor on Facebook for current news on the industry. Cryptocurrency profits should not be reserved for Fortune 500 companies and institutional investors. Let us help you invest today.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my wonderful co-host, Dale Martin. And we have our fabulous producer, Louie, back in studio with us today, which we're so thrilled about. But I always love, and I know, Dale, you can agree with me on this, we love having Tim Reardon in studio with us. Tim is a real estate expert within the Western New York area. And you know, a lot of what we talked about is building that trust and building that relationship with the realtor so that when you are ready to buy or sell your home, you're set up for success.
Bring home happiness.
Bring home happiness. I know. I love that that's your slogan, your motto, your mission,
tagline,
all of those.
Yeah. And you know, it's a very challenging in any market, really. It is. It's a big deal. It's a big decision for people, and I love being part of that with them and for them. And some of the challenges that come in an extreme seller's market is, you know, lack of inventory aside. It's sort of, you know, hey, do we sell first? Can we sell first and then buy? Can we even make an offer that is contingent on the sale of our current home in this market because it's so competitive? And there's strategies that we can work with and employ in order to give you the best chance to mm-hmm. get an offer accepted, even if your terms aren't the strongest. So going back to that relationship, going back to that trust, going back to somebody with experience handling these negotiations for you and giving you a greater chance of success and home happiness.
So what's step one for someone to sell their home?
To sell their home, put their home on the market. It's, you know, you're going to call somebody that you know has experience in any different market that we're seeing. You know, you want to call somebody who you know and trust is going to get you top dollar, is going to help you achieve your whatever your goal is, whether it's speed of sale, whether it's top dollar, or both. And somebody who has the relationships in order to get that home prepared mm-hmm. for sale through photography and staging and a marketing plan, a true marketing plan and strategy in order to achieve those goals. Okay.
And how much does that cost?
So as far as the cost, I'll use myself as an example. All of those are going to be, all those costs will be borne by myself.
Mm-hmm.
All that upfront cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it comes out of the proceeds of the sale.
Okay.
And typically it's a total percentage of the sale of
right.
which, you know, half is shared with the cooperating broker who bought about the buyer's agent. But you can basically, the cost of selling a home is generally between, with all closing costs included, including transfer taxes, attorney fees, updating your search and your survey, your property search, your title search, your property survey, you're looking at between 7% and 8%.
Okay.
All in. All right. So the first step is making that phone call. And then from there, your agent is going to handle a lot of it. They're going to be calling you to schedule all of these different activities that need to take place before you go to the market. You're going to put a timeline in place. This is when we'll be on the market, and this is what we need to do to prepare for that day.
And I was going to say, just to recap from last month's show, because we talked, I think, very extensively about staging. Mm-hmm. And for any of our listeners that did not hear that show, can you just give us a reminder of exactly what it is and how much that investment is?
So staging is for me, again, it's a consultation that I hire a stager to come out to your home and have a consultation with you, at which point you're going to be armed with a list of things you can do to enhance the appearance of your house to stage your house for sale.
Oh,
it's very different than living in your house where you're very comfortable and things are kind of everywhere and you know it's your home. Well, now we have to look at it like a house. We have to look at it like an asset. And we need to make that asset as attractive mm-hmm. to as many people as we can. So we're going to stage it, and we're going to create an experience. We're going to create, you know, as you're trying to capture those people at home, dreaming about buying a home, we want them to dream about living in your house,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
and turning it into a home. So the cost of that on a national scale, generally, if you've got a 2,000 square foot home, and if you actually, if let's say it's a vacant home, because that's really, the, I think, the cost you're looking for, it's going to cost you about $2,000, okay, up front to get all the furniture in there. That's a stager coming in, dropping off furniture,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a rental cost associated mm-hmm. with that,
mm-hmm.
okay, generally $400 to $500 a month. Okay. Sometimes the stagers will charge a minimum, you know, 3 months, 6 months. Otherwise, it's not worth their time.
Right.
You know,
especially
they've got
if they're
a lot.
Bringing the furniture in to like.
They've got a lot of invested. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit less common here because it's a lot of money and our price point is not quite as high as some other parts of the country mm-hmm. where staging is, you know, like in New York City, they're spending $20,000-$40,000 on staging, but they're selling for. You know, millions.
But still, if you want to sell your house and get the most for your investment that you're trying to sell, to me it would seem like it would make sense to make that investment because otherwise you're not going to get the right buyer, no matter how good your real estate professional is.
You have to have a budget too. And that's something we talk about. Okay, do you have a budget? What is your budget? So we can work within those parameters. But, you know, we can come in and people always have these things that have bothered them in their house for a long time that may not be a big deal whatsoever. It's just something you notice because you're here every day. Buyers are only coming in for short periods of time,
mm-hmm.
and they're not going to be thinking about that. They have much bigger things to think about when buying a home. So bringing in your professional realtor, we're going to come in and be able to point out what really needs to be done. Okay,
mm-hmm.
what is important and what can be, you know, deferred.
Because you said you live in your house every day, you might think it's great. It's perfect the way it is. But bringing that professional in will help. They see the house differently, see the potential it has, and see what's going to be attractive to buyers.
Exactly.
Which is the most important thing.
Exactly. Because we're working with those buyers.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the feedback on a daily basis, what those buyers want.
Right.
And why they're passing. We show them a house. There's a reason why we went to look at that house. Why aren't they making an offer? That's important. That's
mm-hmm.
important feedback to have and experience to have gained over the years and over all of those showings that we can provide to our sellers up front. Hey,
mm-hmm.
listen, this is what the market wants today.
And Tim, if someone puts a house on the market, say it's on for like a month, maybe 2 months, and they decide, they change their mind. They're like, they love their house. They want to stay there. Maybe they had a life event happen that forced
sure.
them to stay there. Are there costs that go into that they have to like owe back to like the realtor or
not generally?
Okay.
There are some realtors who probably would try and recapture that expense. It really depends on the situation.
Okay. Interesting. And if someone's looking to buy or sell their home, give us your contact information so they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. You can, you know, start on my website. We write blogs just about every week. That's realestate716.com. They're really fun and informative. You can get on my email list there as well. You can call me at 716-575-5969 or go ahead and text me there. And shoot me an email if you prefer at tim@realestate716.com.
So start building your relationship with a trusted real estate agent. And if you're looking to start doing that and building a relationship, definitely reach out to Tim. He's one of the best in Western New York.
That's
knows
right.
this market like the back of his hand.
Thanks, guys.
That's the only way you can find that buying or selling home happiness.
Absolutely. Bring happiness home, right?
That's right. No, let's let Tim say it. It closes out, Tim.
Bring home happiness, guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And call me if you need me.
And your number is?
716-575-5969.
Buffalo, from Dale and Lauren, you've been listening to Western New York at Work. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.